says every state is now a border state. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Former President Trump making his first of two campaign stops today in Grand Rapids, Michigan, but focusing on the U.S.-Mexico border and what he calls the current president's border bloodbath.
Because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre criticizing what she calls awful rhetoric and saying President Biden believes immigrants strengthen the country and the economy.
This president sees the immigration system as an issue that majority of Americans care about and that we should fix. We should get to the bottom of this.
She's urging Congress to take up a stalled border security bill. President Biden raising concerns about TikTok's ownership during a phone call with China's president today. The White House says he emphasized that divestiture is the goal because of national security interests. The House passed a bill that could lead to a TikTok ban if the Chinese parent company does not divest. The Senate has not scheduled a vote on that bill. The White House expressing outrage over an Israeli airstrike that hit an aid convoy in Gaza, killing seven workers from World Central Kitchen. But the administration defends continued military assistance to Israel. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says Israel is still under a viable threat from Hamas.
We're still going to make sure that they can defend themselves and that 7th of October doesn't happen again. That doesn't mean that it's a free pass, that we look the other way when something like this happens, or that we aren't and haven't since the beginning of the conflict urged the Israelis to be more precise, to be more careful.
Kirby also says the U.S. had nothing to do with an airstrike in Syria that killed members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, including two generals. Iran blames Israel. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Florida man is sent to prison for threatening the life of a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
Neil Sidwani will spend 14 months in a federal prison. He pleaded guilty last December to a charge of transmitting an interstate threat. Details found in court documents show Sidwani called the Supreme Court building last July, left a ranting message said to be full of expletives, and made a threat against a particular justice's life. That justice was not named in the indictment, but Reuters reported it to be Chief Justice John Roberts. U.S. Marshals say the High Court is actively seeking more funding to beef up security against threats to justices and judges in lower courts. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A fire at a popular nightclub in Istanbul is now blamed for at least 29 deaths. Turkish officials and media reports say it happened during renovations, trapping workers and employees inside. Several people, including managers of the club, detained for questioning. Costco jumps on the weight loss bandwagon.
The warehouse retailer is expanding into the weight loss management space and now, along with its low-cost healthcare partner Sesame, will offer a weight loss service for $179 every 3 months. The service includes video appointments with Sesame clinicians who specialize in weight loss, along with prescriptions for popular drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy when appropriate, and nutrition and exercise advice. Last fall, Costco first partnered with Sesame, a direct-to-consumer healthcare marketplace that connects medical providers nationwide with consumers.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, the expansion into weight loss services coming after patient inquiries. An hour to the close on Wall Street, a sell-off continues for a second day for the Dow. It's down 403 points. The S&P down 44. The NASDAQ down 182. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.